This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. In Denver, the National Weather Service says it's 16 degrees below zero this morning. In Boulder, minus 9 degrees. Along with those very cold temperatures, overnight snow could make it hard to get around today. Roads are slippery. Metro area bus and train service could see some delays today. Colorado hospitals are lately seeing some leveling off in patients with respiratory trouble. Hospitals are deactivating a patient transfer system used when those numbers are higher. CPR's John Daly.
In early November, the state's hospitals activated the Combined Hospital Transfer Center to manage the transfer of pediatric patients with respiratory illnesses. Pediatric hospitals were seeing record-breaking patient volumes, prompting hospitals around the state to collaborate around their care. The CEO of the Colorado Hospital Association says those cases have started to level off. Meantime, public health officials and doctors urge Coloradans continue to protect themselves and the healthcare system by washing their hands, getting flu shots and COVID boosters, and wearing a mask, especially in crowded indoor settings. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert was unmoved by a plea by the president of Ukraine to members of Congress yesterday. President Volodymyr Zelensky called for continued U.S. support in fighting the Russian invasion of his country. Representative Boebert tweeted a video response after that address to Congress. She said she understands that people are suffering, but
until Congress receives a full audit on where our money has already gone, I will not support sending additional money to this war.
Other members of the Colorado delegation indicated their support for Ukraine. Boebert's fellow Republican Doug Lamborn called Zelensky inspiring. Congress is close to passing a government spending bill with $45 billion in aid to Ukraine. Denver won't move ahead with a proposal to ban natural gas hookups in new buildings, but it could soon. A city council subcommittee considered adding a ban to the building code. Some committee members asked for more time, but still signaled support for the concept. This is CPR News.